Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day on this new program, we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this says to us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Here's a list of reasons you might sell stock today. A financial rescue package for Europe delayed. Consumer confidence ticked upward today, but consumer expectations about the future fell to their lowest levels in 31 years. The Federal Reserve finds American companies hoarding more cash instead of using it March through May. Yet, the band played on, as you can hear. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 76 points, 2/3%, to come to rest at 11,509. For the week, the Dow up 517 points, about 4.7%. The S&P 500 up 6 points, 6/10%. The NASDAQ up 15 points, 6/10%. The 10-year bond yield fell to 2.065%. Today's teachable moment comes courtesy of Goldman Sachs. Its famous quant fund, called Global Alpha, is shutting down after losing 12% of its value this year. Quant funds are investment vehicles run on the principle that if you hire math geniuses who use fancy algorithms, they can beat the market, except when they don't. Scott Patterson wrote the book on the subject entitled The Quants.
I mean, that's become painfully obvious in the past few years that these things aren't nearly as reliable as they had been sold. They were very, very effective for many years when the market was fairly stable from the late 90s up until the late 2000s. And they actually performed extremely well in the dot-com meltdown. That's kind of when this strategy became a real superstar. Through 2000, 2001, and 2002, they did extremely well, in part because their models picked up the fact that a lot of those dot-com stocks were wildly overpriced.
Global Alpha, the fund that's shutting down now, had a near-death experience in the late summer of 2007, one of the early cracks in the financial edifice that would collapse the following year.
You're talking billions of dollars that goes up in smoke in days. Which is not the kind of thing that you would think math geniuses would do, but unfortunately, we've seen that happen time and time again with these quants.
Some quant funds are doing fine, but Patterson considers them outliers, and he says they can fall victim to their own popularity.
One of the big drawbacks that they tend to have is that there's a crowding effect, which can happen in almost anything in Wall Street when something is doing very well for a while, a lot of money goes into it, and it becomes too much. It becomes like in a way, we saw a quant bubble, and that has been kind of popping nonstop for about 3 or 4 years now.
Scott Patterson is also a Wall Street Journal reporter. And now here is the Pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. The Pulse is beating stronger today, thanks to the IRS. Now, stay with me. The agency said 12,000 taxpayers responded to the second round of its partial amnesty. The tax folks clawed back a total of $2.7 billion from people who've squirreled away cash in offshore bank accounts. News: the Treasury gets a boost from high-end tax dodgers puts the Pulse up a bit today. Now, you can find out more about the IRS amnesty and see how we're checking the pulse of the economy. It is all on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.